Bean production. You are now listening to Cinema Cabinet with your hosts, Ted Evans and Wayne Burfine.
It's Ted, and with me, as usual, is Wayne Burfine.
Hi, everybody. Sorry I wasn't here the last couple.
Just one. I might break it up into two. I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
So, yeah, we did that. That's a little behind-the-scenes talk. Wayne, how you been?
I've been good, thank you. How about yourself?
You've been on the road a bit.
Not a lot, just a little bit.
I'm good. I've been not on the road.
Oh, why not?
I've been doing shows around here.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Where have you been doing shows locally?
Well, every other Monday out in Maple Grove.
Oh, that's an open mic.
That's Three Squares, yeah.
That's not a show, that's an open
mic. Well, I did New Hope Cinema Grill.
Oh,
hosted that.
You hosted it?
Yeah.
Nice. That's a great club.
A couple weeks ago. Yeah. The Monday Night Comedy Show, which is kind of an open mic.
That's a showcase.
Showcase?
Yeah.
Okay. Call it a showcase. Enough about that. Welcome to Cinema Catnip.
Yay!
Movies. We just watched the FP.
I really thought the FP was like a nickname. Like you were just like, you know, the FP. And I was just like, Forest Protocol? No, it's called Ghost Protocol. But you were serious. The name of the movie, which we watched off of Netflix, is called The FP.
Yes, it's on Netflix if you guys want to watch it. This is going to be a spoiler-filled episode, as usual. So,
Ted, I think the one thing that we did learn about The FP is what?
Shit's hard in The FP.
Very hard, apparently.
Shit's hard. They repeat that. At least 20 times.
That may have been one of the last lines.
It was the last line. Shit's hard in the FP, and they go for a kiss, and she gives him a blowjob.
In a field.
And at first, he's just standing there like, yeah, and then all of a sudden he puts his hands up like this.
Yeah,
while he's standing, he puts his hands behind his head and just enjoys the blowjob that he's getting.
This movie was so bad. But there was many points where it was just like, oh, they know how bad it was. They're just, okay, I got it, okay.
I don't think at any point they thought they were making a seriously good movie.
Not at one point did they go, Oscar!
Well, let's start from the beginning. We're introduced to our main character right off the bat in an 8 Mile style fashion.
Exactly. 8 Mile fashion.
He's looking in the mirror.
J-Tro.
He's boosting his ego up. He's about to go fucking beat,
yo!
It's Beat Revelation.
Beat Revelation
is the name of the game.
Not Dance Revelation.
No, Dance Revolution. It's Beat Revelation.
I'm not embarrassed to not know that.
So let's look at one of the glaring things that happens throughout the movie.
Beatro comes. Oh, I think the main thing that you have to let everybody know is there's so much gangster speak happening by people who have obviously never, ever done gangster speak in their lives. Just because there's no cadence to it. It's just the words coming out of their mouths. It was motherfucker.
It was very much, the pronunciation of motherfucker was very white.
Right.
It was, you know, like, It's a spoof-ish kind of movie, but I wouldn't say it was a spoof because they tried to do their own thing.
Oh my god! But they included so many other like sports movie inspirational movies.
Well, the thing that stood out to me is like there's moments where it's like we're paying homage to like this movie or this movie, but then there's other points in the movie where they're like, no, we're just trying to make a big joke, and it was like, they couldn't figure out what kind of a movie they were making.
And then they got a hold of a broken down Dance Revolution.
Yeah.
And they were like, bah, bingo!
Well, the other thing that I thought was ridiculous was, if you're going to make a comedy film or a spoofish film, you either need to play it completely serious, or you need to joke around about it. And they didn't do that either.
No.
Like, there's moments where, like, they're getting the car, like, hey, man, it's a weekday. You can't drive my car on a weekday. What?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any fucking sense. And Then the duck, the whole
Oh, time. yeah. They were, because the guy stopped doing the FP because his brother died. Did they never told you why his brother fell over
They never
and died?
Told us how he died. Apparently he beat Revolutioned so hard that...
I still think he got heat exhaustion because he was wearing the biggest moon boots I'd ever seen, ever. Like, someone knew somebody that went to Antarctica and was like, can I borrow those big fucking boots?
I think my dad has a pair of those boots.
Did your dad go to Antarctica?
No.
Oh, where'd he steal them from?
I don't know. I think he just has them from back in the day.
Like, whoa.
They have these big, puffy boots.
But are they like fur on the outside?
No.
Like, whoa.
No fur. They're like the moon boot style, but...
They're Jupiter boots. They're so goddamn... Or what did they even call those two? They called them like 100% beat big Nick boots?
Yeah, beat Nick boots. And that was the glaring thing. Let's address this right now. They say nigga so many times in this movie. Not nigger. They're very clear about not saying nigger. It's everyone is nigga. Nigga what? Nigga this? Nigga that?
Their friends are niggas. Their enemies are niggas. But the thing is we count. I think there was two black people in the whole movie. Ted thinks there was only one. So we're going to say one and a half because it probably was the same guy.
And one Asian.
Definitely an Asian because he's the one that says it the most.
And
he was the one that actually did the best of acting. He was actually the funniest character.
He was the best of all of them. It was Tasty DC. Tasty DC, that was his name.
They said, say your name after the beep. When all shit's going down, he pulls the phone out of his...
Tasty DC or Casey DC?
I would say Tasty DC sounds way cooler for a street name than Casey.
Tasty
unless
DC.
Unless he's like...
That was weird, too.
I was born in Kansas City, but grew up in the District of Columbia.
Well, and then the other thing about him is he randomly had a mic.
That was plugged into everything. That was plugged into any speaker
system
they
went to.
You know
what it was? It was one of those mice you used to buy in the back of like magazines and comic books.
Mr. Microphone?
Mr. Microphone that would play on the radio.
You just had to find the radio frequency and there you go.
As long as you found the right radio frequency, it worked.
But it also synced into any beat revelation machine as well. Which also was the dumbest game because it took forever for it to tabulate scores.
Yeah. Well, I think that was just to build suspense.
Chill.
Like, yeah, it would tell you to chill, as in, like, you need to just settle down.
Yeah, but it could speak names perfectly. Like,
it
knew your street name.
It knew your street name right off the bat.
Damn it.
The other thing about it was, okay, but what did nigga stand for?
Oh, never ignorant, getting goals accomplished.
That's what nigga meant.
I want to say that this movie is trying to trap some white kids into spouting that word off at a bus stop or something.
I was going to say.
And the kid's going to be like, what's up, my niggas? And they're going to go, what did you say? And he's going to go, no, it stands for never ig and pow. He's not going to get anything out. He's going to get his ass handed to him because of the FP. Because shit is hard in the FP.
Okay, so we have our main characters, which is Tasty DC.
It's the
sidekick.
Right.
The
hilarious, wacky Asian sidekick.
The hilarious, wacky Asian. Who still has my all-time favorite line in the whole movie.
Is it the duck line?
No. J-Tro, our main character, he's looking at this girl who is... What's her name?
Stacy.
Stacy. He sees Stacy from afar and he goes, what's up? She goes, what's up? And then the Asian guy from out of nowhere pops up behind him, puts his head next to his head and goes, damn, who's that girl? Damn, who's that bitch?
He changes his mind immediately. Well, apparently he just thought it was a female, but then he saw the makeup job that they did for these ladies.
Yeah, and she was a bitch, and a bitch is apparently better
apparently,
than just some random girl.
Right.
Oh my god. Okay, so, main characters. J-Tro is our main character who we're following, who's wearing an eye patch.
They never explain why.
Never explain why he's wearing an eye patch.
It looks like a prune. That's what I decided. It looked like a prune.
It did. Yeah. I think they had like some...
Or a piece of beef jerky.
It was weird. His brother is...
And he looked a lot like Snake Plinkins. That's what it was. I was like, that's Snake Plinkins.
Snake Plinkin.
Snake Plinkins? Plinkin.
Snake
singular or plural?
Snake Plissken. Plissken. Snake Plissken.
What did I say the first time?
Plinkin.
What did I say the second time? Oh, Plissken.
It's Plissken. Snake Plissken.
All right.
Now we know. And now you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
Can we edit this out?
No. It's more fun knowing that.
Right? We're both idiots.
Okay, look. This movie was hard to watch because, like, you're into it, and then you're just like,
There were so many moments where it was like, these fucking assholes really think this is a... Oh, no, they don't. No, they're making fun of themselves now.
Your mind just wanders. Yeah, like, you're trying really hard to, like, okay, you know, I'm watching this movie. But there's just times where we just be like, so, what have you been up to?
Playing with the dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And we didn't miss a goddamn thing.
Wait, we need to say who the main characters are. It's J-Tro. Tasty DC. Stacy. Then there's...
The main villain.
The main villain is L-double-E, which is Lee.
Basically. And they call him L-dub?
His gang is Snow Nigga. And then there's some other guy they never say his name because he never does anything. He gets hit later. He's always carrying a boombox.
Yeah, that guy. Oh, also, I noticed right away in that opening scene, everybody had something ridiculous with their head. Whether it be a hat, an eye patch, or a mask, or the makeup.
Or a headband.
Everything was ridiculous about each person in their face area. Because I was like, everybody has a really stupid hat. Nobody even has kind of sort of the same head hair or headwear style. And then we see J-Tro, who's got the prune over his eye, which
and then we forgot about one character. It's Waffle. What was his name?
Oh, goddamn. The guy that he was running around with and stuff. BLT.
BLT, that was it. BLT. There's a guy named after a sandwich.
Somehow the sensei of the...
Well, a shitty sensei, I would say.
Yeah.
Like, it's... Like, they try to introduce this sensei kind of character.
But he's watching the dumbest movie off of, an 8mm.
Yeah. Not even good. No. He's just kind of sitting there. It's really the Asian guy that turns into his mentor slash
exactly, friend. Exactly. Oh, look, a lot of natty, natural light, I think is what it is. Natural ice, natty. Promo shot. I don't know what they call it. What do they call that? Product placement.
Oh, that's true.
Opening scene.
Yeah.
And then they're looking at BLT and there's a big 40.
Yeah. Natty. Well, I mean, they had to get some money somewhere.
Somehow. sure as hell didn't go into vehicles.
So, we're introduced to the characters right off the bat. There's this big battle, and J-Tro wins his. Right. He's newer on the scene.
Yeah, he's the up and coming.
His older brother, B-Tro,
with the hugest moon boots ever,
dies.
They don't even explain that!
He dies, he beat too hard.
Yeah, they beat too hard, and then he falls down, and then he starts getting counted out.
Yeah,
he's kind of... But it made no sense, because it's like, the other guys, you know, L-double-E is scoring points.
Yeah.
What's the point of counting him out?
Yeah, it was weird that they count him out. And then he's in his brother's arms, and he dies.
Yeah.
And no one's doing anything.
No.
Like, no one's...
They're not even showing emotion. People are just like, well, I guess this is the casualties of beat revelation.
Yeah, and then on top of that, like... The screen just goes 187. 187 is the call code for a drive-by.
I think is that what that is?
Yeah.
Because it was being 86th is basically what they were trying to say, but they thought, drive-by! Like, no, nobody got shot. He's just not allowed to be here anymore. He's kicked out. It's 86th.
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird. But he wasn't even, like, out. He was dead. He was dead.
And then it's... 2 seconds after that happens, where J-Tro looks up at the camera, which is doing a pan down, and raises one fist and says,
"I'll never beat beat again.
I'll never beat beat again." Fade to 1 year later, where he's carrying a log.
He's a logger. He goes
apparently.
Now the FP we should discuss. FP is Fraser Park.
Fraser Park, because it's hard in the FP.
It's hard in the FP.
Shit.
And at one point, there's the main character girl, Stacy, is wearing a shirt that says, "I love New York," with duct tape over the New York part and says FP on it.
Yes. I heart FP. Stacy is horrible. She is basically the Brittany Murphy character from 8 Mile.
Let's discuss her right off the bat.
Okay.
I think they picked her because she looks kind of Brittany Murphy-ish.
Yeah.
So they wanted to definitely have that 8 Mile aspect to it.
Mm-hmm.
And just like in 8 Mile, her character has the same arc.
Yes.
The exact same arc. Lives in a rough neighborhood, interested in this one guy, but is kind of screwing around with other people.
Fucking who she has to make it.
Yeah, to make it by for her dad, who's a cross-dresser.
A psycho drunk Oh, we gotta talk about why. After this happened, though, LEE took over the only liquor store, and he decided who would become an alcoholic or not. And to the point where people were doing drugs. Oh, no, people just stopped doing drugs. People were
both. People did both. People either turned to drugs or they went straight edge because they couldn't drink anymore.
Right.
And that was like what was described as either people went straight edge or people went to drugs.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then without, and then what was his explanation? He goes, without booze, there's no bums. With no bums, there's no one to feed the ducks. With no ducks, what's going on with the FP, man? Well, how can the FP survive without ducks?
How can you have parks without ducks? Man, how can you, what did he say? How can you figure out some shit without no ducks? Oh. Something, oh my God. That was the...
That was the explanation. So, DC's because the apparently the only liquor store in town was now owned by the bad guy.
LEE.
And then they said, what's going to happen to the liquor store now that he's gone? Because they... You know, spoiler, he gets beaten at the end.
He gets 187.
He gets 187. They go, what's going to happen to him now that he's out? And they go, the FP owns the liquor store now. The FP does. And it's like, wait, what? That's
so
how that
works.
So now
it's a muni? Everybody works? It's a co-op. Everybody
apparently. Like, apparently beforehand, like, it was owned by one guy. But once he had to leave town, he can't still own property there. That was fucking weird.
Parks need ducks! Okay. And they kept saying, and whenever it was a beat revelation, it was a beat off.
There was a beat off. That's I challenge what they kept you to calling a beat off. A
beat off.
The other thing is to get into one of the beat revelation sites, they have to steal beer and give it.
Yeah, payment was beer, but
it was a 12 case of beer.
They were. But
from a gas station!
That looked a lot like a 7-Eleven.
And for some reason, you're able to go into there and get booze, but why can't people just buy booze from there from then on?
That's what I'm saying. This is the hole in this goddamn... Well, maybe they had to go so far out of town. I don't know.
I guess that's what it was. They had to go so far out of town.
But then they pull up to this one beat-off in order to... Because they want to do the beat-off against Lee.
LEE.
I'm just going to call him Lee from now on. He wants to do the beat off, and LEE was all like, oh, shit, you ain't all good enough with... And of course, he has, like, the chrome grill, in which is obviously two sizes too big for him, too. Because you're having trouble understanding him. Oh, shit, man, you want to do a beat off with me? You got to go, you'll bring yourself up over on me. For... And he knows specific address and times. Right. And and then so they have to steal beer to get in as an admission. And when they pull up, there's Clowny, who's offering ecstasy.
Yeah, and he calls one of his black dick.
What was the other one? Was the Hulk? What was the green one? The green Hulk?
Let's go with the Hulk.
And what was the red one?
I don't know.
But the other one was a black pill he called the black dick. And they were all like, man, get that shit out of here. Like, yeah, they don't want any ecstasy whatsoever. Well, I don't blame them.
Yeah, but they don't. Not only did they not want ecstasy, but they were listening to his explanation for the other one. But as soon as they said black dick, he's just like, "No way,
no way,
no black dick in this car."
My niggas don't do black dick.
it was rough to say.
So it was basically a junkyard is where this original beat off was that they had to get into, which were run by Russians.
Yeah, and one of the guys says, "I need some black dick."
Yeah. Four times he said it.
He says it. Where's my black dick? I need some black dick.
Yeah.
And they drug him.
Yeah, they have this girl who he's never met before, runs off behind a car, comes back with a very, very small amount of liquid, and is like, here, I got you a cocktail to relax. And this guy's like, thanks, stranger, like, and slams it. And by slam, I mean took like half a sip. Barely. And she goes, I hope you like meth. Ran off. And then all of a sudden, immediately...
No, it wasn't even immediately. First, he, like, looks up, and he's just alone in this junkyard. Then he's attacked by zombies. And when he finally comes out of his zombie haze, he's playing beat and winning.
But that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, that meth hit him, like, instantly. Like, he took the sip, she told him what it was, and he went back to, like, smell it or something? I don't know, and then drops it.
No, he went to take another sip.
Yeah, because he loves meth. Because shit is tough at the FP. Love my meth.
Tough in the FP.
So they do the dance-off in a dumpster, goddamn junkyard, and he kills it. He kills it. He just, he does a, even with the big boots on.
It's, you know what, the part that really fucked with me was, okay, so I'm still kind of in it at this point. The part where it totally lost me is they're in this park, and the chick is digging around in the sand, and he says, oh, we should get the lead up into that. First, DC hands J-Tro a tampon.
For no reason.
For no reason. Just hands him a tampon. He looks down, looks at the tampon, and goes, oh, shit. You know, next scene, they're in this park, and she's digging around in the sand, and he goes, what are you doing, making a sandcastle there? She goes, no, I've been spending all of our money for booze for my dad, who's abusive.
Very abusive, and tiny.
And tiny. I'm looking for a rag, because we spent all of our money on the booze. Now, when I heard rag, I totally thought she meant a rag.
Like to clean a car with.
Like, yeah. No. She meant a fucking tampon, and she said, usually you can find one in the sand at the child's park. Apparently, you can find one.
Because shit is tough in the FP.
And then he whips out the tampon and goes, I got this. And she's like, oh, you're the greatest. Takes it and runs off to go apparently put it in.
Plug herself up.
Oh, my God.
They also, and you this was made in 2011. They never say what year that this is supposed to be taking place.
It looks like the 80s.
I'm going to take 90s because I'm trying to think when the Beat Beat Revelation was actually a thing. I mean, that's actually 2000s, to be honest.
Yeah.
The aughts.
It's
they just talk about paging each other so violently. Page you. Man, I was paging you. Son, I'm blowing up your pager. And then they run to payphones a lot.
They run to payphones.
There's a payphone, I should say.
But at one point,
there seems to be one payphone in the FP, because shit is tough in the FP.
This is tough in the FP. No, at one point, he has a cell phone-ish thing. Remember? Because he's like, I'm going to call BLT. And he pulls that little phone off to the side, and he calls.
Dude, it's a desk phone that he just pulls off into the middle of the street somehow. Like, somehow, it's connected to something, but they don't say what.
Oh, God. Second favorite line. He got me pregnant once, but I coat-hangered that bitch up. Great. And she's proud of it. She's saying this.
The smile on her face of accomplishment was disgusting.
She got pregnant, but she fixed it with the coat hanger and shit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How about when they go to the thrift store to go, you want to go shopping? And then they go to the thrift store with the hugest thrift store sign on the side. And then they just walk around talking about stupid shit. And then she basically steals
cassette tapes.
Yeah, that's it.
And then they leave. That was it. The whole scene was to show that I think they're growing together.
Kind of. I really thought it was going to be kind of like the scene in 8 Mile back in the machinery where
they
were fucking. I thought they were going to start fucking in the
here's my theory.
Store, but that didn't happen. Instead, she stole cassette tapes and fucked the owner.
Here's my theory. I think you were right when you said, I think this is a student. Was this a student film? What the fuck was going on? I like to think, because there was a couple actors I did recognize. The guy that took the beer from them at the place and was offering them he was in Crank 2.
Oh.
He was the weasel in Crank 2.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, he was in it, and then the Russian guy, I've seen him in a couple other movies before.
He looked like maybe he was in, like, Smoking Aces or something.
He was in some movie. I can't remember the name of it. I'll have to look up the cast. But so those two, I know for a fact, were in bigger movies. I'm thinking these were their friends, and they were making a movie, and they're like, hey, will you at least just do this bit part in our student film or whatever? And Draft House.
Yeah.
Which is the company that produced this movie or put it out or whatever, I feel like they just pick up movies and they're just like, this is ridiculous. Just put it out. There's got to be someone out there that's going to watch this.
Right. Someone will watch this on Netflix and we'll make some money. What?
Oh, do you think, how does that work on Netflix?
Oh, they got to get some kind of compensation. I mean, I'm sure it's pennies on pennies. Maybe with movies it's dollars, but.
Wayne, final feelings about the.
Dude, FP. There was that whole thing about Rocky we haven't even talked about yet. We still got some time. The whole Rocky scene, and the line of the Rocky scene that made me punchy was when he's like, you gotta take two legs and use them as one. And I'm like, no, not with Beat Beat Revelation. You want to use one leg and use it as two, because that means you got more agility. And then that, oh my God.
How about the fact that twice in the movie someone throws a used condom at someone's
face?
Twice.
And we're talking about, it hits the face and you see the liquids come out.
Yeah, like that, the first time filled. Is when he's pushing the car.
Oh, yeah. Pushing the car for the workout.
Yeah,
fast. I want scene. Some speed. I want some speed.
The second time is when our evil villain, LEE, is losing at the end. He's on the ground and
does the fall down thing too. And that's where I thought they were going to say, oh, this is what happened. Nope. No explanation.
Nope, he just falls down.
He just got beat out.
By the guy gets a used condom thrown at him, and it's dripping from his mustache.
Oh, remember when at one point we were both, every time they would say, niggas, we were like, oh, come on. This has got to be the most offensive thing ever. And then Tasty DC slaughters the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh.
Where we both were like offended.
My God. That was so, okay. Okay. That's, okay, you're right.
You don't throw the motherfucking, oh, say, can you motherfucking see?
Yeah, literally butchered it. I thought that was like...
very offensive.
Hey, you know what? It's not even offended, like me personally offended. It's more me going like, oh, shit. Yeah. Like, you remember when Roseanne Barr went and sang Star Spangled Banner?
You're like, shit's gonna go down.
And she butchered it? No, shit did go down. She got
no shit. No, I mean, as she's singing, you're like, oh, this is not gonna end well.
Oh, yeah. And then she butchered the words. I mean, fucking Christina Aguilera forgot one of the words while she was singing a couple years
ago. Right? That's a lot of pressure.
And people lost their shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She forgot one of the fucking words. Like, oh my God. And I'm just like, who's going to watch this movie and flip out? Because someone's going to flip out.
Yeah.
Someone's going to flip out.
That's why I don't recommend this movie. Don't watch this movie because... they're very disrespectful towards our troops and our nation. And
black people.
Totally black people. I mean,
I don't even think
they said the word. I don't even think they used nigga when there was a black guy on the screen.
No.
Definitely. Because they knew they were going to get their asses kicked. Even with the whole, like, never ignorant, getting goals accomplished.
Never ignorant, getting goals accomplished.
You're going to get beat up.
Holy fuck. Okay. So that's the FP. So you're saying no. Your file thing is...
it's very amusing. I mean, if you like to do riff tracks and you got friends that you like to banter with, totally watch this.
If you can make fun of it and laugh at it, then do it. If you're watching it for pure entertainment value, you're fucked.
No. But yeah, because Ted and I both were trying hard not to say things through the whole... so we could have an episode for you. So we bit our tongues for you.
So here's what I want to say. One last thing, Wayne. Yeah. I want to see Skyfall. You want to see Skyfall with me?
So we should do a thing about James Bond.
We will.
Because I was watching some and I forgot how fun campy they were.
We'll tease it.
We're totally going to do Skyfall, but we'll also do a James Bond.
Yes. Episode. Well, we'll discuss it during the James Bond episode because we don't have to go into detail.
Sounds good.
So don't watch the FP unless you absolutely feel like it's necessary. For Wayne Burfine.
And Ted Evans.
Thank you for listening to Cinema Catnip. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Cinema Catnip. To contact Ted or Wayne, email them cinemacatnip@gmail.com or contact them on Twitter. Wayne Burfine's @MCDS_orange or Ted Evans @TedEvans0107. If this is an emergency, dial 911.